I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Skihouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And
I'm
we
Dylan.
Do. Sorry. I was going to go harder with the intro there. But it's sort of just, yeah, bang in. Just intro yourself. I like that, Dill. Take the initiative. That is perfect. We sort of have a guest, but we also are a guest at the same time. So it's quite weird. I wasn't sure how to intro that. I'll explain it a little bit later. But yes, we do have Dill Buckley with us here. Dill, you've already made yourself known, but how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. It's a pleasure to be in my own studio. And it's good to have you. I've got to send you the invoice.
Yeah. It looks really good, actually. Thanks very much. We do have Vegas here as well. He's making himself really useful over there. Just he's pressed start on the cameras and now he's clocked off.
Hey, he went and got the pies before, actually, so it was very helpful.
Yeah, that is true. That is quite a big contribution, especially when it comes to Mikus, which is nice. Now, Dill Buckley, if you are listening, and just to give you some context, here is a little blurb that I've written about him. You have to listen to this as well. Sorry, Dill. Played AFL here in Australia for Carlton and GWS. Kicked a goal with his first kick ever in the AFL, actually. 41 games in total before closing that chapter of his life at the end of the 2019 season. He's since gone on to be a podcasting genius, I think it's fair to say, both as an actual host of a couple of our favourite podcasts, Dylan Friends and List Cloggers, but then also as a businessman, starting his own production company called Producey, which is where we are today. He has been the man that I've turned to for advice on multiple occasions. So I'm very happy to have him on the podcast whilst we are here in Melbourne. And we're actually in your studio, Dill. So thank you so much, as
hey,
I said.
It's your studio today, boys. It's a massive honour to be here. As I said, we've known each other for a while. Seeing what you guys have done has been a real inspiration. I think, like, you called me once about something, and then 2 months later, you'd already taken over me, and I was like, oh, fuck. shouldn't have given him so much advice. But, doing awesome things. So it's an honour, pleasure, privilege to be on the show.
Magnificent. Thank you, mate. It's great. Now, Dill, we start with a story, and I don't know, just to give you some context, are you aware of what Skin had to go through probably a couple of months ago as a punishment for losing an odds game? Are you all over that story?
It wasn't the vegan thing, was it?
He had to turn vegan for losing an odds game.
No. I know I don't want to get into the jokes here. You know how you know someone's a vegan? They would just let you know. And he's already, like, 7 times, and he's already told me, like, 3 times today. I'm like,
it's weird. It's weird to introduce yourself, mate.
Yeah. I actually just asked you if you wanted a drink of water.
No, perfect. Oh, that's often not vegan.
Well, our story relates to an experience that I had yesterday because the last time we came to Melbourne, we went to St Kilda. We went to Body Pleasure Piercing, That was because Skin had lost the odds on getting a Prince Albert piercing.
Yes. So that wasn't great.
What did you get? What piercing?
A Prince Albert. Yeah.
That's through the
penis.
Yeah. And out the bottom. Oh, so no, it wasn't good.
Through the knob.
Yep. Yeah.
It was a tough day.
Hey, seriously, did you do that?
That's
crazy, man. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Yeah. I've always taken the odds game very seriously.
Did that hurt?
No, it felt great.
But, like, was it through the urethra?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Through the urethra.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. I've always taken the odds game very seriously, and I explicitly said, if I lose the odds game, I will definitely get my penis pierced.
And what was the odds?
And then I said one in 100?
One in 50.
Oh, one in 50. Okay, I should have said 100. And we both said 27. So, yeah, I could, kind of, yeah, was in a sticky situation.
Bit of respect after that. That's impressive. I'm a bit rattled by that.
Yeah, we were too, Dill, don't worry.
Yeah. Dill, probably more rattling is that we, as in myself, Migas and Goaty, I've got them the wrong
way
around.
Well done, good point. Well done, good job.
Goaty and Migas, we were all in the room, and the room was smaller than this, probably half the size
half
of this.
Half the size, yeah.
And we were all in the room watching it.
Yeah.
It was quite confronting.
Yeah.
Now,
you've got questions?
I've got questions. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Right, this is perfect.
Do you have a hood on your penis? Is there a skin around it?
Yeah, there's skin around it.
So that's extra sensitive then.
Yeah.
Because I'm...
Yeah, true.
Oh,
not,
really?
I am not circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are circumcised, your knob... I don't know the correct terms of what these are.
I think knob is right.
I think that's medical. I think they do
that's
call
medical
it
terminology.
I think I do know that that's a medical. I heard it on ER once or something like that. I said this big knob. No, but that's a lot more sensitive if it's so I'm, anyway, we can move on, but I'm just
I don't think
I'm rattled. Like I can't believe that would really, really hurt.
Yeah, it sucked. Yeah.
And have you kept it?
No, I took it out. They said you had to keep it in for 8 weeks, I think it was. So I did that to avoid infection and then took it out immediately after.
And how was it with it on? Like, what were you doing?
Uncomfortable. It wasn't great. It was fine. It was,
Dude, with your footy background, actually, Skin and I play, we
pretty high level. Yeah. Pretty high level.
Div 2 reserves in Queensland. So probably about Div 8 or something.
Yeah.
But we played footy together. I think you took the day, like the week later off, and then you came back a fortnight later.
Yeah, missed one game and then played with it in.
He went honestly nowhere near the ball.
I think I got zero touches for the game. I was just too scared to get involved in
I don't want to keep going into this, but I have something else to tell you guys now that you brought this up. Because on this, didn't plan on talking about this today, I'll tell you this. I was at a party recently. I was chatting with my mate. You know, you get into just weird chats. And as a young man, I had some experiences and hurt myself with a on my penis.
Sure. Okay.
And you know the banjo string?
Mm-hmm.
So that got ripped a couple times. And since then, it's sort of like, you know, I've had a child, but it's sort of, it's gotten really tight around that area. And I was speaking to my mate about it, and he got his removed. So I'm in the process of sort of seeking some medical advice from the doctors that I was talking about before.
Yeah.
The knob with the doctors.
Knob. Yeah, the knob doctors.
Yeah, he calls it that thing under your knob.
The thing under your knob. And he's saying, it's getting to that stage that you might have to look at getting this removed.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think I'd rather get it removed than have a thing through it.
Skin did get the choice of whether he got it on the left or right of his banjo string, which was nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Plenty of flexibility.
Yeah.
Anyway, the actual reason I brought this up was because it's interesting that you don't know, Dill, because since that experience and the social videos that we sort of put out around that, it's now become far more acceptable, I think, socially in people's minds to just rock up to Skin and ask how his dick is. Look, it's very weird.
Yeah, so it's weird.
Like
random strangers.
Like people used to say, like, hey, how's the podcast going? Like, love your work. And I'd be like, oh, nice. Thank you so much. And now it's always like, hey, mate, how's your penis?
So I had this experience yesterday. We went to the pub for lunch after running our half marathon, which we'll get to. We went to the pub for lunch and the girl was like, hey, I love listening to your podcast. Like, I just went and sort of asked for a Coke Zero or something.
Mm.
Like, hey, I love listening to your podcast. How's your brother's dick?
Oh,
second sentence. I was like, yeah, just the Coke Zero, thanks.
I can see how she would like to know that. Like, it's a fair question.
Yeah.
It's good that you got a good community that are,
They're invested.
They care.
They're invested in their health.
For sure. Yeah.
My penis is good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. I just wanted to give you the opportunity.
It was probably the weirdest hour we've ever spent together.
Mm.
Maybe.
I'm not actually doing this to like Craig Connor, but I'm actually just wondering, are you talking like actually through the knob or through the skin on the side?
No.
Through the knob. Yeah. So
couldn't have been more through.
Nah.
And the first time he went to the toilet afterwards, I was like, how'd you go? He said, well, I hit both urinals.
I stood in the middle of them.
Was it worth the gag?
Like, I don't know. Like,
just like,
not at all. It was a terrible decision.
Not for us. I thought that was fantastic for us.
Anyway, I didn't plan on rehashing this quite to this level, but that is fantastic. I mean, it's lovely to watch someone's face when you tell that story like for the first time when they haven't seen it. So I quite enjoyed that, Dil. Now, Dil, you are a dad. Any dad jokes that you sort of go to that you... I'm not putting you on the spot. It's fine. Luckily, the Chalky listeners, they do leave us plenty on the chalk line. And I think we have one here, don't we?
All right, guys, we've got another joke of the week for you. Why do mice have tiny balls? Because not many of them know how to dance. Keep up the good work, fellas. Now you do once again.
They finish with now you do once again. Why do mice have tiny balls? Because not many of them know how to dance.
Ah. As in like a ball, like a Cinderella dance. That's so disappointing.
Quite like it.
I'm going to say before, if the jokes had to be good every week, it'd be hard. I actually like that.
The hardest part is usually we've got Migas sitting in your seat and he doesn't get them. So you've actually played your role.
I didn't get that. I'll be honest.
Skid, you've got a written one for us, don't you?
I do, actually. I found it on social media rather than someone sending it in to us. It was by Adam. How do you measure how heavy a Red Hot Chili Pepper is?
Don't know.
You give it away, give it away, give it away now.
See, that's better.
That's really good.
Oh, very good.
I was quite happy with that. I always like the musical numbers.
Yeah,
it's the tone ones are nice, because you've got to commit to them, don't you?
I was nervous about that, I'm not going to lie.
Very good.
Joke of the week, it is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you so much. And thank you to those two particular listeners that have left those. They were fantastic. Now, Dil, we've probably spoken to you more about probably Skin's life.
Penis.
We were actually coming here to speak to you a little bit about your life.
He's got a way more interesting life than me. Hearing what he's up to.
I'm an open book, mate.
But we actually did catch up recently with you at Shorty's Golf. That was a Better Beer Golf Day that we played in. And you actually have a story about Skid from that day as well, which has become a common theme of the show.
It's unbelievable.
Cody, can you give some context to us about?
Yeah, so essentially we went out for beers. I think it was last Christmas, wasn't it? We did the filming at our place and we went for beers. And Skid had maybe one or two too many. we went up to the bar to get the next shout, and basically he just wanted a glass of water. And there was one sitting on the table there, Dil, like a jug of water, and he's gone, okay, I'll just go off and get it, like walked in the back room, and then Skin, because he'd had too many, essentially, I want to say yelled. It was a difference between a whisper to me and a yell, said, well, what's he doing? There's a fucking glass of water right there. And he goes, sort of hustles back from like behind the bar and like grabs his glass of water. So, oh yeah, sorry about that, mate. So he didn't know he'd heard it. And he's basically abused his poor bar staff.
I thought I was talking to Cody. Yeah. His story gets so much worse for me every time you tell it. I did not drop the F-bomb.
Someone who's trying to help us out by getting you a glass of water after
you know
a couple
what? That's really funny because I've experienced...
Yeah,
you've experienced Skin's rage.
I experienced the rage, and like we had a good day at the golf day.
It was a great day.
Shorties and a bit of beer, and Cal Wishart. What a great event that was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to bring up. I don't like bringing up negatives about days.
You're a positive guy.
I didn't want to talk about it today until you guys told me to bring it up.
But we forced you, basically.
You did.
Yeah.
And there was like such a good day. We're having so much fun. I think someone hit a hole in one. We're all celebrating. Yep. Sun's going down. We're all hungry, right? Yep. And that's fair enough. But like, have a bit of patience about you. Have a bit
it's
of
getting there,
And we're all making friends with new people. You don't want to be that guy that's like running up to get all the pizzas, and we're all sort of eating and everything. And I think I came up to you boys, I was like, oh, I got a pizza, here you go. He goes, mate, I'm a vegan, and I was like, sorry, like, I was like,
hey, I'm Dylan, by the way.
I was like, sorry, man, I was just trying to offer a pizza. And then he just storms up to the bloke, like making the pizza. He goes, are you going to think about the vegans here, mate?
Yeah, good, excellent.
And I was
like, perfect.
It was a lot louder than that, wasn't it? I didn't want to yell.
I was actually in the car park and I heard it. It's unbelievable.
And I was like, whoa, can someone get this guy a vegan pizza? Like, it was just crazy. Yeah. And anyway, I didn't want to bring it up, but it was confronting.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And the funniest thing is when you told us that, when you came in, Skid was like, I really thought I got away with that.
The funny part is, there was this one bloke, because the pizzas were scarce, everyone was going for them. So you see this one bloke just guarding this box. He's like, no, I'm... vegan man. This is it's not for you guys. It's my own life. He's just walking around by himself with his own box.
And then it got worse. Cody stole three quarters of my pizza.
Yeah, I was fucking hungry too, mate. I had beers as well. I was pretty hungry. Just because I'm not vegan doesn't mean I can't have your fucking cat-packing pizza.
There were tons of cheesy pizzas everywhere. You've stolen three quarters of my pizza, so then I had to go back up and get it.
And yell at him again. Yeah, oh, wow.
No, we're not going to get invited back next year because that
sponsorship might be dropped.
We're probably going to lose our jobs, actually.
That's true. I'll be back in IT.
Imagine how many people will get yelled at with skin working in IT.
Did no one clear my fucking keyboard?
Yeah. It was confronting. I'll say
I'm sorry, mate. It was
a great day, though. To finish on a positive, it was fantastic.
I thought it was a good day until today. How did
your golf go that day, Dil?
It was good. I loved it. I loved it was really cool, wasn't it? Like par threes, 18. You don't often go to an 18-hole par three course, which was fun.
Yeah.
Good crew, good people. Not many mishaps there for the day, but besides that, all in all, it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the par three golf course. I don't play a ton of golf, but that just felt there's so much less that can go wrong. I can't slice a drive into the trees.
Yeah.
It's like if I miss.
I like the best ball thing as well. You play with people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, in groups of six as well, because like normally like an Ambrose dad's only four, but like you get two extra blokes in your group that you hadn't met before. Like we had Magic Mike the Magician in our group, Mikus, and like we had a proper day out. We were bamboozled by a few of his tricks. It was crazy.
Oh, you had the guy.
Yeah, he was with us. No wonder we shot. No wonder we came 19th. We couldn't sort of concentrate. Mate, he's pulling aces out of our back pocket.
Have you spoken about that on the podcast yet?
I don't think we've given much detail.
Holy shit, because that thing he did at the end with the date and the time.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I can't even explain it, but that was... And we're very, that was amazing.
Well, because we're very skeptical. Skin particularly, it wouldn't surprise you to know. Very skeptical of magic.
No, I saw him going.
He yelled at him as well.
He's like, oh, yeah, magic. Yeah.
Magic.
I don't believe it. I've seen Harry Potter.
I bet you eat animals, don't you?
But sorry, even Skin. Even
you're
Skin,
in my sight. You're in my sight.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
that's fair, too.
I just want But you even that you were like, I've got to. Well, before that, he'd actually because he picked Michael's passcode to his phone in front of us, and I was like, nah, you've been in Michael's golf group all day. You would have seen him unlock his phone. Like, I'm sure you just know his passcode, and it's not that impressive. And then he was like, no, I'll do it to you as well. And then unlocked my phone, and I was like, okay,
wow,
yeah,
that's weird.
It was a wig out.
Look, magic or not. I think we'd say it's not magic, but like, however I think we'd say it's not magic. But however he does it, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, whatever he's doing is impressive.
The sleight of hand that he's got to change your phone for his phone and then pick your passcode. Yeah.
He pulled a trick on us before we'd like waiting for the shotgun start. We're like, so now, you know, Andrew, Michael, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, what do you do, mate? So we'd do a podcast. He's like, oh, do you mind? I'll do some magic. And he like pulled out and did this card trick to Mikos, and we were sitting there just like, how are we going to play the rest of the day? I'm a decent golfer. I've sculled one into like the back trees, like on the first hole. It was unbelievable, wasn't it? It was scary.
Because rumor has it, you actually said to him, if you want to see some magic, watch
this ball disappear. I mentioned the hole, but unfortunately it's somewhere in the rainforest.
The one you're referring to at the end, this is in front of however many people.
Hundreds of people. Yeah.
And people have yelled out random numbers to him in their calculator app. Right, so everyone's got their phones out. They're typing it into their calculator.
And we've all got our phones doing the trick with him.
Yeah, so we're doing it with him.
And he's just asking like seemingly random people for three-digit numbers.
375.
Stop being so skeptical. It's magic.
He teed him up.
Good pun, golf day.
Ask people. And then we're all sort of like adding these numbers like, this is weird. What's going on? And like we've got this magic number on our... This massive number, sorry, on our on our phone. And then he goes, now just look at today's date and time.
Yeah.
And it was like a minute, eight to the 10th, 2023, then it was like 6:04, and then as he said it, it ticked to 05.
Yeah.
It was 05, said, like, it was 04, and then it ticked to the right number, and everyone just went off.
Yeah. He said, take a screenshot, and I was like, you idiot, you missed by 1 minute, screenshot, 6:05.
Bang, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it, though. That's a thing with... that stuff, like you see it online. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Shocking. Dil, you're a modest guy, obviously. I want to go back to your footy, your footy a little bit.
Just killed it.
Roughly how many times in conversation are you able to sort of weave in the fact that you did kick a goal with your first ever kick in AFL? Because if that was me, like in a similar position, I just feel like I would have to just randomly jam it into conversations. Like, where if I do well, and I haven't done it yet because I haven't had time, but like my innings on the weekend, 94 runs, obviously great knock.
Well, you would have got 100 if you didn't fucking pat him back for the first 50.
So I'll go through and cut up all the boundaries I hit and airdrop them to skin. That's like my favourite thing to do.
And that's fair.
Yeah, which is fair. So I guess in a similar position, I would find myself.
I'll say a lot. Yeah, a lot. But I don't actually talk about the first goal that much. I've done some other cool things as well. So,
go through them.
I really haven't. I'm joking. But I actually, the one thing I always bring up is I kicked 3 goals in a game once. I just say I kicked 3 on the MCG to sink the D's, which is the Demons. Mm-hmm. And
thank you for that.
Yeah, so that's the one I probably bring up the most.
Yeah.
But in fairness, career was, other than that highlight, there wasn't many others. So you sort of just use that as a bit of, it's nice to remember that one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Fair enough.
Not much else happened, if I'm being completely honest. It's not to get too dark.
We finished the half marathon yesterday on the MCG. It was amazing. Mm. And done a full as well, mate. We'll get to the story later.
Wow, nice.
I saw that you got your medal there. Hang on a second. Yeah.
Now that is marathon. I think that's backwards or is that forwards?
It is backwards.
That is a full marathon time to
get engraved on the back.
No, I don't have time.
You've actually ran a good time too. We'll bring that up later. I'm happy to do that for you, but just for the sake of this story, when we finished the half marathon, we did actually all say to each other, and you'll back me up here, this is actually the place Steele Buckley kicked 3 goals.
That's right.
When we sort of were running past the finish line, which is the only
cool
sort of
thing
way
about
that we,
that is, like my first steps on the MCG, thinking this is the place.
This is where it happens.
three against the D.
Ignore Warney 700. This is the place. This is Steele Buckley 3 versus the D.
Can I just ask sorry to harp on it. The kicking a goal with your first kick in the AFL.
Yeah.
Who else is in that club?
No, it's like the worst club ever. It's actually a lot more common than you think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it happens a lot, like because they bring it up. It's one of those annoying stats, like, oh, and he kicked a goal. It happens every week. It's like
it does not happen every
it's
week.
It's like a bigger club to not kick your first goal. I swear to God,
no, it is.
I swear, it's a lot more common than you think it is. So it's not very impressive.
Someone actually take note next year, please, in AFL games, who kicks a goal with their first ever.
Any big AFL supporters that listen to the show, and I'm sure there's many.
Yeah.
It is like you hear the commentators every week say someone does it.
No, you wouldn't.
Mate, why don't we go over under for next year? Over under. I'm going to go over under 5.
It's
five
under,
players doing it.
Five players. Yeah. I'd say 10. Okay.
Wow. Okay. I'll say under 5.
I'm under 5.
No, what? I'm saying more. Like, because you think about it, there's eight games a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not counting like all Australian rules football played in Australia, right? You're specifically just meaning AFL.
Yes.
It's very hard to monitor the rest of the game.
That is true. No, I'd say it'd be a really good question. There's a guy called Sir Swamp Thing. He does random stats, and I reckon we should put it out
to
him and ask him. What he reckons.
Happy to do that. Mm-hmm. Cody, that's your job.
Okay.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable, Sir Swamp.
Yeah, he's good. He's
some, good stats out there.
All right, well, Dill, what about then? Let's go transitioning out of footy. I'm actually quite interested by that because I was interested to know you actually started your sort of podcasting journey and media personality journey, I guess you could say, whilst you were still playing footy. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's definitely. I think when I was playing footy, I used to do like some of the media stuff at the club and used to love doing it. But back then, it's easy to say back then. It was like, you know, probably maybe eight years ago now when I first started doing that stuff. Like it wasn't as cool to do that back then, if I'm being completely honest. Like no one was willing to sort of not put themselves out there as much, but like only the good players did that. And, you know, I was always in and out of the team. So it wasn't like, I'm really proud of myself for like sticking at it because like, especially playing at Carlton, we got beat like every week, bottom of the ladder. And then I was jumping out every week doing a funny show. And everyone's like, how about you fucking get a game or win a game? And like, it just wasn't, you know, sort of a tough crowd. So I sort of think like from that, it built some thick skin. Got delisted, which means, you know, don't have to explain what that means. Means you got sacked. And then From that, I was really at a crossroads of my life. I remember going like far out, you know, I've left this game, I've been playing for 6 years, I have nothing, you know, no real skills to my name. I'd done a bit of university, been in and out and dropped out and stuff. But the one thing I only really enjoyed doing was just creating content. And I remember thinking, if I get another chance, like I need to actually have something that I can take with me for the next thing, because I was always trying to do like work experience on radio and stuff like that. But, you know, 39 games, and even if you kick with your first goal, no one really cares.
And the 300G.
Yeah, and 300G, no one really cares. So that was sort of hard to get into that. But then when I went to Sydney, I ended up getting picked up as a rookie. So like a rookie pick, getting rookie there, moved to Sydney for 2 years. And I just remember thinking, I never want to feel like that again. Like I've got nothing. So I just wanted to start the podcast. And it was basically used as like a uni degree, or like a bit of a demo, as 50 Cent would say, like to show potential radio stations that I could like work.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do a degree. I was playing full-time footy. And there was no like podcasting degree or radio school for like footballers. So, yeah, did that. I volunteered at Triple M 1 day a week in Sydney. So I used to go there after training and work on the rush hour with Liam and MG. So Liam Flanagan now is on Brisbane Triple M with some people.
People that work in radio. Yeah.
Them. And, yeah, he taught me a lot about it. And then funny story, actually. So when I was working at Triple M, I was, like, playing footy and I wasn't getting paid or anything. I was just answering the phones. The other producer to that show, guess who it was?
Mike Fitzpatrick.
No. Oh. Tom Birmingham, Burmo from Hello Sport.
Unbelievable.
So Burmo, I was just chatting with him and I was like, oh, I want to start a podcast. He's like, oh, I've got a podcast with my mate Ed. It's called Hello Sport. He's like, mate, if you want to start one, you should go get this equipment. So I went and bought that equipment, started the show straight away. Then Burmo introduced me to Stocks from Diamantina, the Pursuit Advocate guys, and that's how I met them. And then I got delisted again. Nice. Came back to Sydney, worked in radio for a year. And then I got sacked from there.
Oh,
this is a long story, but I'm sort of just shorting it up.
Yeah, no.
Got sacked from there. And then I was like, okay, I've got to start my own thing.
Right.
Okay.
Because I had to, really.
And that was essentially the Dylan Friends podcast.
Yeah, so it was a pod. Like I was doing Dylan Friends that whole time, but it wasn't able to make it into a full-time thing. Yeah. But then once I was working in radio in Melbourne, I was back like just learning how to produce, and I worked on a radio station called 3AW, which I'm not sure what your equivalent would be in Brisbane, but it's like it's like an AM radio station.
Like 4BC.
Yeah, something like that. Sydney 2GB. Yeah. It's like those
talkbacky sort of
talkbacky things, and it was hell. Like there was just old people calling up. They're like, my gas bills are too expensive. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't fucking care. And then I was like, I've got to get out of this. Great learning experiences, though. Like learn about how to put a show together, all these things. And I was really happy I did that as well, because I went back to something, you know, it was a massive hit on the ego just to like go. I was working with like, I was probably 26 and I was working where like 18-year-olds were working. I'd just been finished footy, and not that you want to think you're ever too good for something, but I was definitely taking a lot of steps back. You know, I was on minimum wage doing this job that anyone else externally would be like, that's super embarrassing. But it really like humbled it and taught me that like if I want to do something, I have to go back and learn it. And then did it for 6 months. As I said, I actually didn't get sacked from that one. I just stopped getting put on shifts. So technically, I'm still on the books.
Yeah, nice.
There, I'm just like, there hasn't been any formal resignation.
Racking up superannuation.
Yeah, so I'm not getting any shifts.
That happened to me at Rebel Sport. Yeah. I think officially I'm still employed.
Yeah, I'm still technically on the books there, but like I just don't get any shifts. And I don't check. You know what? It might be my fault. I haven't checked the roster anymore.
Every week, like, is Dill going to show?
Yeah, he's always late, this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But then COVID hit, and I suppose like a lot of those stories like just gives you a bit of time to, you know, as terrible as that situation was, gave me a lot of time to just sit by myself and work a few things out. And then, yeah, did the pod, then started Producey, and then we started List Cloggers and a few other shows. And then it's just sort of snowballed from that.
Yeah, to the point where now it's like, how many shows under the Producey banner now, would you say? Do you know that off the top of your head?
So it's a bit different now. Like we have Producey's the business, and they're split into two parts. Like Producey's actually started as a production company, because how – if you really want to get into the boringness of how this actually happened, was I hired a guy who was working for me, part-time, like doing my edits and stuff for the clips. And it was super expensive, expensive, as it's hard to be like a sole trader and do that. Then I was like, I think it was like 40 grand for the year. And I was like, if I can find an extra 20, and out of that 40, I was only getting him like one day.
Mm.
And I was like, if I can find an extra 20 grand, I can actually get someone full time,
mm-hmm.
but yep. I needed to find the extra 20. So I started picking up other like production jobs that I wasn't doing, but I was just like getting the connection, then using that person as like the thing to fuel it. And then I'd start other shows and have this person full time, if that made sense.
Yeah.
So Producey actually started as like a production company, but then it did the podcast, but then other jobs as well. So still now we do, Producey does like jobs for other businesses, starts like jobs, podcasts and video content for them. But then Clubby Sports is our podcast network, and that actually does like our podcast. So Dylan Friends, List Cloggers, Tradies and the Resies are our probably main four at the, and 200 plus, sorry, so five shows at the moment. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That made perfect sense. That was actually very...
It's hard to explain because it wasn't like I've ever come and been like, I want to do this. It's just like...
Snowball.
Doing and just see what happens, and just sort of like helped leverage other things to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul type situation, and you doing these other jobs to then fund the passion projects. But now they're sort of two separate things, and this one funds itself. And, you know, Clubby Sports isn't it's not a new idea. Like so many people are doing it across the world, like Barstool and The Ringer and stuff like that. And then you've also got in Australia, the girls in Australia, women in Australia, I should say, are doing such an incredible job. Like you look at like Shameless, Mamma Mia, Keep It Cleaner. Like they're like honestly probably the inspiration for me to like create a male version of that because they're just – like what they've been able to build and do is just like unbelievable. No one else is doing anything like that independently.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our role, is trying to make something for maybe a millennial male.
Yeah. Well, the girl that I'm getting to know for the last 20 months, she listens to Shameless, like massive listener of Shameless, and every time that they put up like stats of how many downloads they've had in the month, I'm like, holy heck, I didn't know there were that many people in the world.
Yeah. And I've been lucky, like the girls have been unbelievable. Like Ree, Michelle and Zara have been like really close friends of mine for like the last sort of 2-3 years. And I always knew that they were like dominating, and I just catch up with them once a month, have a coffee, try and like learn from them, and the stuff they're doing is genuinely incredible.
Similar to how we just came in and learned from you. Like in the
you're basically learning from them. It's like I'm just stealing it from them and giving it to you.
Spent it here, we've just learned like, well, what have we learned? Go to A, you need a putting green as well as a golf simulator. That was the first
shower.
Yep. Shower.
Shower in your building.
Yeah.
Drive for shower and putt for day is what they say.
Yeah, that is true. Okay. I wish I could do that.
But yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, beautiful.
We're just restructuring our whole business.
Cogs are turning for Skid. He's checked out because he's just like, how do we do that?
Yeah, but like I don't know if you want to, you can ask me anything. And this is why I love the relationship with you guys. Like, I think in Australia, I don't want to speak across every industry because I have no idea what they're doing, but maybe in the podcasting world or media in general, it's been very tight-lipped for a long time. And then I feel podcasting is such an incredible community of people, and I've never met a bad person in it because it's everyone's like, I feel like we're all just trying to work it out. No one knows what they're doing, and it really stems from, I don't want to get into, you know, everything today, but like it really stems into like the Diamantina and Batuta Advocate boys, like Stocks, Anthony Stockdale and his crew up there. Like they are just the most beautiful people, and like without them I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, wouldn't know anyone else. And then you just, if someone gives you advice, you want to just give it to someone else. So, like, I've just always been, from their knowledge of, like, how much they've helped me, like, I would hate to, like, gatekeep and then not give it to someone else.
Well, I reckon that's something we found, like, that golf day as well. We all walked away from that going, like, wow, everyone's so, A, so nice, but also so willing to, like, share experience, content ideas, ideas on how to run their business, stuff like that. We sort of walked away going, wow, like, that was, like, it was like a proper networking day as well as having 8 beers and playing golf. So, yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, not a bad day.
It
was a good day. Yeah. But you can learn so much from it. Like even, you know, from you guys, you think that I've showed you stuff, but like, man, I've learned so much from watching you guys on TikTok and YouTube and things that I haven't done. And I'm like, fuck, you know, these guys are killing it. Like I need to get on TikTok. I need to do those things. So there's so many, you just get inspiration from everyone. I think you just got to, as I said, that back to that point earlier about the ego thing of, I remember when I left and did that job, I was in my head. Ego's great, because you need a level of it to succeed, but you need to know when to park it. And I think it's like the biggest motivator, but also like the worst thing you can have if you don't know how to keep it in check.
Do you ever try the Magnum Ego? Heck of an ice cream.
I'm not massive into ice cream.
I couldn't agree more, dude. I think they're severely overrated.
I'm a big Zupa Duper guy.
Yeah, agree.
Like Icy Pole guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting. I think we should get into Must or Dust.
Perfect.
Straight after this break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, well, segment today in honour of our guest, Dill, is called Buckley's Chance or Some. I've rebranded it, and it's normally Must or Dust, which is a segment that we run. I think you do something similar, actually, Dill. But basically, we just use it as sort of a basis for having an argument about whether a topic or a thing is good, meaning a must, or bad, meaning a dust. But in this case, obviously, because of you.
Buckley's Chance.
Buckley's Chance, meaning no, wouldn't do it.
That's a
some meaning. It's surprising you haven't done this yourself. I'm giving you segment ideas here. But
see, I told you we collaborate.
Communication.
Yeah. Or some meaning. Yeah, actually, I don't mind that. I reckon you can do that. That's fine. Goaty, the first one comes from you, and it was on your. That's your torches on there.
Which you're walking there. Around with your torch.
Using your torch in bright daylight. Muscle dust. Matt,
must say dust.
Yeah, watching the AFL. So a kick in, like from behind.
Yep.
Counting that as a disposal. Must or dust?
Dust.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, because I was never allowed to take them. Yeah. And I used to hate when the other blokes did because like they'd come off with like 30 or 40. And you've actually had like
15, 11.
Mate.
You've kicked 19 behind.
Literally.
Yeah.
That pisses me off, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't rate it because like with blokes, even at our level, where kickouts are probably more frequent if we're getting dusted by a lot.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like the one bloke will take him, and then they always somehow end up in the votes. Like,
yeah,
because
he had 25 kick-ins because we got smoked.
Weird. He got 29 touches and 29 run contested. Weird.
And also, every time he kicks it in, we keep turning it over.
I liken it to like a leg by, be counting it as like a batter's run.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Can I ask you guys one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get into this fucking hour though. You just got to give me a must or dust because I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
okay. I don't really care.
Okay.
The bowling and then they stump.
Oh, the
dust.
Man-cast.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dust. Nah, dust. I like it. I reckon it's a must.
Why?
I fucking love it. Stay in your crease. Stay in your crease.
I hear this argument and I do agree.
Well, how hard is it?
Well, nah. I would also say cheating is dust. So if you're running down the wicket to gain,
but no one does.
But no one does.
It's a game. Every time you're allowed to do it.
Every time someone takes the bails, like the guys just sort of like if you bowled the ball, I would
keep your bat down, mate. How hard is it?
Yeah, I've come back to Dill side.
You are.
Of course,
you're a fucking.
Many of our players at Redlands are listening. We're man-canning everyone this
weekend. Yeah, literally. I love it. I reckon it's great. You got to
turn.
I'm definitely one to just do it like four times in a row.
I love it when the bowler does it, takes the stumps, and it's not out. Like they're still in their crease. Or remember that time Zampa, like his arm went past.
That was to Tom Rogers in the Big Bash.
His arm went
so you
past,
can't go past.
Yeah, like, no, it doesn't count.
Dill, slightly off topic.
Back to you guys. Sorry.
Yeah, so no, that was good. I like that. So we've probably never taken a stand on the man cat, have we?
No,
we did. I reckon we did ages ago. I sprayed. It was when Ashwin did it to Butler. I reckon.
That was ages ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah. A long time.
We could have changed our mind. Yeah. And now with Dill's, I mean, Dill's compelling
Dill's
argument.
Mind with one sentence.
Yeah, I think it's a must. Yeah, me too.
I couldn't agree more.
Dill, I also had one for you. Did you ever, when you stopped playing, like your second delisting that you referenced, obviously, rest in peace. Did you ever start playing like local footy or anything? Never. Did you play? You played nothing?
No. Since I finished, I've never played a game again.
I'm still interested to get your thoughts though. People having their spots in like local sport. You know how like in good level of sport you would have like a cabinet or like your name on it or whatever.
Yeah, like in a change room.
Yeah, in a change room. It's like, this is where I sit. But people sort of like in local sport where, bearing in mind that often people were like, sorry, I got a wedding today, can't play. Can you have a spot?
Break that down. Do you mean like, what do you mean?
In the dressing room.
Yeah, right.
Mate,
if I say like, this is my seat, this is where I always sit. Yeah. You can't not sit there.
Yeah. Is that a thing in AFL? Isn't it?
Well, for the guys that like play every week, for sure. I didn't have a spot. I sat in front of my locker, if that's what you mean. I was allowed to sit there, but not so much. Yeah. I think the one, I'm gonna add it to a more of an AFL realistic thing with it. My thing is, must or dust is when and cricket, because do you guys wear numbers in local cricket or only in
the one days?
Okay, the one days. Yeah.
I played a two-day on the weekend in third grade, and the other club had not just numbers. Some of them had three-digit numbers.
That's the dustiest.
So what club? Name them.
South.
Yeah, shock me.
So mine is like when a player that plays local football, like say they're not playing AFL, they're playing local footy, and they're like, I have to be number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like James Heard. Yeah. It's like, mate, you're fucking 35 years old. You're not playing. You're not James Heard, mate. Okay? Relax. Like, you're not James Heard. You're not Nathan Buckley. Just be what number you got given. Yeah. Okay? Like, I just don't think you can bags a number. Yeah.
That is a brilliant one because perfect. We get that. People do that.
Oh, yeah. They're like, I'm Juddy. You're not, mate.
I'm not going to bat well unless I'm number 18, for God's sake.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
At the start of our season this year, because we went down to like the last training session before round one, and so everyone else had already signed up and stuff, and they did like a jersey presentation. They gave everyone their numbers, and we were left sitting up the back like, nice. And so they got to us, and they were like, oh, guys, what numbers do you want? And I was like, the next one?
Yeah, like just whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
If I was to go play local, I would just be saying whatever you would like to get. Like I would rather a higher number or something. Like I don't want to be trying to play like Nat Fife and we're in the 7.
Right. No. Yeah, well, somehow I ended up with number 62 and you were...
I was number one.
You were number one. I don't know.
How do you miss, he's the smallest, mate.
How do you miss the Guernsey presentation? And then they're like, oh, we got this one left over. Number one.
Yeah. Well, smallest and first grade captain. So that kind of makes sense.
That's true. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. I like that. Yeah. Well done, Dill. Well brought. Skin, you got one you want to go with?
Sure. Staying on the sporting theme, AFL long sleeve Guernseys.
I'm a must for that.
Same. I really like them. Yeah.
I like them.
Long sleeve Guernseys?
Yeah.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Massive, massive long sleeve Guernsey guy.
Okay.
All
right. You ever wore one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
You did wear them?
Yeah. No, I did. Yeah. Yeah, they're great. I love them. Beautiful. I reckon they're cool. You just got to wear them. So, one thing, again, just to niche it down. It really annoys me when someone wears them and they roll a little bit of it up. Wearing it or not? Like, put it down. Don't fucking roll up into a t-shirt. Like, I hate it when people push them up to their arms.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, either you wear it or you don't.
This reminds me of Daryl White watching the Lions growing up.
That's how good is Daryl White when he's just...
We played with Daryl White.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Genuine. Yeah. I mean, he was 48.
Not when he was playing for the Lions. No,
you'd have been about 4.
It wasn't his prime, but he's pretty good still.
He would have been unbelievable.
Still unreal.
Dill, I've got one more for you, I reckon.
Please do.
Directly for you. Giving people nicknames within the first 24 hours of meeting them. So, like, for example...
It depends how,
you call me Skim, for example.
So, like, say we were to walk in, right? We've just met you in the flesh today. We just walk in and we're like, hey, Dilbo Baggins. It's like that sort of gear.
I'm a big one with, like, I don't mind... it annoys me when people, like, hate Champ. Like, I reckon it says more about you.
Mm. Your insecurities.
If you're insecure about, like, mate, I'm a champ. Mm. Awesome. Call me a champ. You call me a champion. That's fantastic. I'll take that. I'll take that as a positive.
Is there any you don't like?
The only one I think is really undermining, and I call the boys this just to power play them, is Bud.
Yeah.
Bud is so like, it's just so bad. Yeah. Hey, hey, Bud. Yeah. Or like, I sent one to my mate yesterday. Like, hey, did you get my message, Bud? And it was just like, I felt myself cringe going, oh, he's not going to like that. But yeah, Champ doesn't bother me. Okay. I don't know why.
That is weird. I've always found Champ cringy for some reason, but...
Mm. I'm happy with nicknames, though, if that's the question.
Are you, like, after a new one? Because Cody's probably got a couple there.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
Oh, it's Thrills, Kills and Sunday Deals.
Rolls off the tongue quite succinctly.
Let's move on.
No, I'm not a Grinspoon fan, obviously. I actually don't mind that. I do like Grinspoon.
Yeah, that was good. All.
That was good.
Yeah. That was good.
Oh, they got well one. Done. I'm pretty sure I had one more as well. No. I can't remember what it was. Do you have any good nicknames?
I've got like reverse nicknames, like Bucko. Like when you get like really shit nicknames and they stick, you know, when like you hate something. So I've just always pretended I really like them.
Yeah, nice.
Because if you fight it,
yeah, it goes worse.
It's just going worse. So we do like, it's really not funny telling you when it's like an in joke here, but every nickname I give people is just like their name with an O on it. Let's go like, you know, yours would be Skinno. Like, it just.
Skin's not on my birth certificate, just to clarify.
It's so bad.
It's not my name.
You've taken a nickname and put an O on it.
Yeah. So it's just like, I like just, you know, just doing that. That's, yeah,
that's okay.
My.
No, like,
it's just, I think like Skinno could
stick. The worst nickname ever.
I can't wait.
Skinno, like, my mate's name's Cade. Yeah, I love the nickname. I call him Skinno, like Cade-O. Like Cade-O. And he hates it, but it's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, nah. Well, it's sticking anyway.
Good. I'm Lee. I'm Skinno.
Skinno.
Oh, he's Skinno, mate.
Yeah.
Because I did not learn that lesson early enough in life, and I hung out with this idiot. So, like, he would come up with a new nickname for me every week, and I would verbalize how much I hated them, and then they would stick for 3 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Skin, between the ages of 0 to 10, Skin's nicknames were Jim, Jane, Kiss,
Wang, Phil. I don't know.
That's right. I don't know. Actually, I do get called, a few of my mates, I bid on one of them, they call me the Worm.
Okay.
But then I like reversed it into like, I kept calling myself the Worm, so then it lost its power.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean? You just harnessed it.
I just harnessed it.
Yeah, okay.
But they still know I hate it, so I still get it.
A reverse.
Yeah, it's a triple.
Well, reverse. Watch this for a segue again. Speaking of things that people hate, we do something on the podcast where we talk about the bits that our partners might hate, or girls that we're getting to know, depending on sort of how you categorise it, Dil. So we were going to have a chat to you about it, because our whole point for being in Melbourne was to obviously jump on the podcast with you.
Yes.
Entirely. We just happened to accidentally get here a day early, and therefore we're like, in order to keep ourselves busy, here's what we should do.
Yes.
I
wouldn't say this is quite doing a bit that your partner hates. It was more of a very elaborate prank, but it was good fun.
So I'm sure you've noticed the half marathon medal. Mm. Well, you did notice it because you put your full marathon medal on.
Yeah. I've also got
Oh my goodness.
A 2XU 10K run as well, just a fun run.
So yeah, nice.
That was just for a hobby.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
A random Saturday.
Why do all these races make such nice medals? Like, I don't know. Yeah, good.
Yeah. They do make a nice sound together.
No, I just mean like when I know.
They're quite good, aren't they?
I won a cricket flag and got like some plastic thing.
What is that all about? It's a good one. They've got a bit of weight to them.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Anyway, what happened? I'm actually intrigued.
Yeah, so, right, basically what we did. Well, Skin, do you want to take over? I mean, you were the chief organiser.
Was I?
No, I was.
Yeah, no, it was literally your idea. we got invited to do the Melbourne Marathon, which was nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, I assume they saw us run the Gold Coast Marathon and thought we'd be excited about it. I wasn't overly thrilled, so we ended up volunteering to do the half marathon rather than the full.
And obviously we're peak athletes, so we're in the middle of cricket season.
You're tapering as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was difficult for us to just say, look, we're happy to sacrifice our body again for another marathon. Like, how many times can we keep doing this for people,
etc.?
Yeah, so we did the half.
To clarify, we did half. Yeah. Yeah. And Dil summarised it.
We've actually got half a medal.
You did the thon, didn't you?
I like that you went the back half. Yeah. We did the back half.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Anyways, and so Lee decided it would be a great idea to take two of the other tickets that were offered to us and surprise our girlfriends with a half marathon, basically.
Mm. As in they were going
to
run it.
Yeah, which wasn't such a pleasant surprise. But anyways, we planned it out very well. We've managed to trick them into coming down to Melbourne with us. I think we essentially just told them we were recording a podcast, which isn't really a lie.
No, we are doing that.
Yeah, so we've convinced them to come down to Melbourne, convinced them to pack activewear without them getting suspicious, then convinced them to wake up at 6:30 on a Sunday to go for a nice walk along the river. They still weren't getting suspicious. We're walking towards the MCG and they start saying, wow, all these people are... Like, we can't walk over there. We don't want to get in the way of all those guys doing the marathon. Like, we need to change our course. And we're like, yeah, that would be a problem. And they sort of slowly get closer and closer to the start line. And they're like, okay, why are we walking towards the marathon? So,
yeah. Well, the reason we're doing that is because you guys are running it.
Yeah.
And, like, their initial reaction was just like, I think they just didn't think we were serious. They just looked at us like... What do you mean? Like, they were like, thinking that we were saying, oh, Skin and I are going to go run the half marathon. And then, yeah, Rochelle was like, oh, sweet. Well, me and Wes will go get a coffee. And we're like, no, you won't. No, here's your bibs that we've prepared earlier.
So good, man. It's an incredible.
It was good fun. Yeah.
Prank.
the shock of what they were finding themselves. And Eloise, Mitch's fiance, went. She initially just said, like, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. Then did it.
Yeah. Then just started walking towards the start line.
That's a great thing.
Yes, I thought so. Good sense of accomplishment. She ended up doing it.
And how far was the training prior to that for them? We used nothing.
No, nil. Yeah.
Well, the most they'd run ever before was 5 kilometres.
Yeah.
So we got 6 kilometres in and I was like, this is a new PB.
Yeah.
So 21Ks of running is a great effort. So they've actually, they dominated. But I wouldn't say that they were thrilled with us until probably maybe the completion. Then they would be like, oh, that was a cool achievement.
I think once you tick the box,
you get it done. But I would say that those initial, sort of the half an hour post breaking news, I would say definitely falls into the category of bits you do to your partner that annoy them quite a bit.
Proper doghouse stuff.
Yeah. We were, I think Eloise has now indicated that she wants gifts for about 10 years after doing that.
Yeah.
She deserves. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm. She did well.
Oh, look, it sounds like you both found beautiful partners that you can...
They're great. They're great. And we rarely annoy them, which I think this was probably out of character. Goaty, on the other hand, he does like to annoy his wife, Kathleen. What's an example that you give to Dil that you threw up last time we spoke about this?
Well, we've been together since we're 18, so we've been together for 15 and a half years. So whenever we... Mainly when Lee's over, Lee must just bring the worst out of me, obviously. whenever she asks me to do something or we get into like not even a tiff, like a little like semi-disagreement.
I've been with my partner since we're 18.
Yeah. It's a different
kettle. It's a different language. You can speak to each other so differently.
Yeah, and essentially... So
I get you, my friend.
Yeah, essentially, basically what happens is she'll tell me to do something and I'll disagree and I'll say, but I'll just sort of say, you're going the right way, not getting one tonight. And I know how angry you're going to be at that.
Yeah, knowing that they don't want to
die. Knowing that, it's like, I've actually probably made her the happiest woman on the planet.
So, I do very similar things. Yeah. It's like, we've just had a baby as well. He's 6 months old and...
It's different gravy.
Any go-tos that you could tell us, Dil?
There's plenty. It's hard off the top of my head, but I think my partner, she's opposite to me, incredibly intelligent, beautiful. she's just the best person ever, but she's shy. So, and you're going to make, opposites attract sort of things. And, she knows the team, she knows everyone and every single, I don't know what it is. It's just something, I don't even want to do this, but it just happens. Is I just introduce her to people.
Nice.
Always. Again. Even though my mum, we've been together for 15 years, same as you, I don't even know how long.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mum, you know Jazz. And she's she's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you do this? Or I'll always just say, oh Mum, Jazz has been smoking weed. She doesn't do any they don't take any of this on board, but No, I feel sorry for her, actually. It's not great.
It's so good. And when you've been together that long, it's essentially they're just...
It's not even doesn't even...
They register, just walk out of the room. So, my cap, see 20.
Yeah.
But again, it's usually when you're over because you wind her up as much, because she's known you for 15 years as well.
What about your one the other night when we were having dinner and Kathleen was talking to Eloise going where'd you get that bag? I just really need to get a small bag to just have with me. And you're standing there doing the dishes and you're like, do you though? And Kathleen's like, fuck off, Andrew.
So honestly, I haven't checked my bank account since 1941. But like, honestly, just fucking deliveries rocking up left, right, and center. So what more do you possibly want, lady?
Yeah. My weekend now is just like breaking up Amazon boxes. That's all I do. Like, on Sunday,
the recycling bin man knows you off by heart.
What are we getting here? Yeah. Like, there's just fucking 17 boxes just like in the back room. So can you take the bins out? I'm like, that's like a fucking recycling plant back there. Like,
we're sponsored by Veezy.
Literally.
Just chaos. A container to hold the more containers we've got. That's great. Yeah. Fantastic.
It's great.
Awesome.
Even like, you got two kids.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's the amount of clothes that like, you know, you go through and stuff, and he's like, "Oh, I had to buy him, you know, another one." Like, did he really need that one? Yeah. Like, you know, we have like 400 of them.
Summer. He just wears t-shirt and pants. Oh, yeah, but he needed a really long, nice brown sleeve long cardigan.
Yeah. So.
No, it's 34 degrees outside, you silly lady. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Oh, and I'm sure they wouldn't say a bad word about us.
Not once.
No, that's good. Yeah.
All right, let's finish with the game. Now, this one is the Slow-Go game, it is called, and obviously there is a jingle.
Slow-Go Brands will give you the line and you guess the company. There's a strong chance that everyone will do this well except me.
That's the best jingle.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry you had to hear that, Bill.
That's a good gear.
Yeah, I know.
Wonderful gear.
That's why we're on the big bucks. That's other gear.
Yeah. And it's Prisma ringtone. That's great. Fantastic.
Thank you, Dil. Much appreciated. Now, Dil, I hope you are competitive. We know that. Mm-hmm. So the Slow-Go game, basically, it's our game to work out who is the game's master, I guess, for this week. And basically what will happen is that I will play / Rochelle will play. In this case, a slogan or bit from an advert, and usually a very well-known one, I would hope, and you just have to be the first person to buzz in and tell me what company is responsible for it.
Sure.
Any questions?
No.
Good. What's your buzzer?
Albert.
Your buzzer?
Godel.
Your buzzer?
Dylan.
That will work. Yeah. that was creative. Are you sure you didn't want thrills, kills, and Sunday deals?
No, it's might be a touch long.
It's too long.
The only reason. Dylan is good. That works well as a buzzer. All right, we'll take the first one then, please.
Albert. Dylan,
I
tapped my hand.
Well, that's not your buzzer, mate.
No, I know, but
I'm happy with the tap.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm happy.
That's Qantas.
It is Qantas.
That is Qantas. Well done. And we've got a correct ding, which sounds like this.
God.
That was an unbelievable ding.
Well done. That's going to be my message tone. Yeah. That's a good one.
So that's the right one. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. That's right. Dylan, one to you.
Thank you.
And we will take.
Don't go easy on me.
No. Well, it's not me.
I'm ready to go.
I know. Yeah, I saw you tap the table, which is, you know, not your buzzer.
Oh, I'm going to say that's my buzzer then.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. It's sale of the century.
Okay, we'll take number two. Thank you.
Hello, ladies. Look at you.
Godel.
I'll take Godel.
It's Old Spice.
It is Old Spice. That's a correct ding.
Nice.
Well done. Oh, one to Dylan, one to Godie.
Number three. Your buzzer.
Maybe she's born with it.
Godel.
Albert. Oh,
Godel. Maybelline. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Is correct. Ding. Godie goes to a 2-1 lead. Skin, you right over there?
I am.
Your buzzer working, mate?
Yeah, it was working in that first round.
Yeah, but the table's loud.
The acoustics.
Okay, it's true. I'll take number four, thank you.
There are some things money can't buy.
Godel after it.
Okay.
What happens if you don't know it and you go
just
to
it? You are meant
Albert
to
after Godel.
The rules are enforced.
And does it go backwards if I...
No, so Godel's buzzed in as well. So if you get it wrong, he'll go. And Skin's also buzzed in.
I panicked. I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
I like that you buzzed in.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay. Godel, what do you think?
Not Old Spice again.
Some things money you can't buy. For everything else is Old Spice. I think it's MasterCard.
It is indeed MasterCard.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
What
something.
The fuck?
There's a lot wrong with it.
Where do we start?
Because I can do this with songs.
Yeah, we play another game similar to this as well.
We do, but then it's got harder because obviously the copyright
center. Ah, the suing. And we don't want to, you know, lose our jobs.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sued.
Are we on to number five?
Gives you wings.
Oh, Red Bull. Fuck.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, Dill has hacked the game. He buzzed in.
He just said louder.
Well, he buzzed in with the answer, and we don't have a rule stipulating you can't do that.
Whatever. It's a So there's no rule against that.
Well, I mean, we don't know yet.
I mean, the rules are fluid.
We need to flesh out the rule book.
Yeah, sorry. There's a lot of 50-50 rules in our games.
I'm going to say that's 3 to Goaty, 2 to Dylan, who buzzed in
I'm
with
sorry
the answer.
About that. That's I actually apologize.
It is Red Bull. That's correct. And we'll take number 6.
Are we doing more than 5?
Oh, we're going
again. And going and going.
Oh, Albert, it's tough, but Duracell?
Oh, you were
Skoodle.
That's so annoying. There's only one other battery company.
Is it Energizer?
It's Energizer.
Oh, my God. What is this thing from?
I don't know.
He does it all the time.
Yeah, everyone does that. It's good. I like it. Yeah.
LEG, I reckon.
Is it?
I reckon it's LEG. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. Cool. Was that one of the answers?
No. Well done. Goaty, you've got the chocolate, sir. No shots. Yeah.
Lucky he did that.
Mm.
Thanks. That's again.
Six is a random number. We always usually do 5 or 7.
Yeah, I thought 6.
That's risky because it could have been a 2-all draw.
It's a great point.
It could have been. It was probably the way you went, it was probably more likely to be 3-3-all and 3-3-0.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Anyway, 6 was fine. Like 6 was fine. Yeah.
It's good. I'm worried at how you know all that
You support
stuff.
Too many companies.
Yeah. Mm.
You need to get more to support us.
Not enough of them are supporting us.
Yeah.
Can I say that? I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I think that's totally
we
fine.
We do have some great ones supporting us. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tweet of the week or X of the week or you're in for an X or whatever it's called now. Yeah.
This X. Is
X. Yeah.
No, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't,
does it?
Does it? It doesn't.
Let's go on X.
So this is a tweet from Iwan Thomas, and he won a prize as well, I think. But anyway, I just paid £900 for a sofa. I've been told it will take 6 weeks for delivery. Does anyone know where I stand? Lee Ridley, probably in the living room.
I love that. That's so good.
So he means where do I stand? As in,
where do I stand to complain, I'm assuming.
How do I go about fixing
because
this?
Because he's got no couch, he's standing in the living room. Yeah. That's the joke.
Is that the business replying to him?
No.
I love just, like those businesses that respond to stuff. Yeah. Like,
there's an airline that does
it.
Yeah. Ryanair.
Ryanair.
And also, what's it called? The not Uber Eats, there's another one. Milk Run? Milk Run. Do you have Milk Run in Brisbane?
No, I don't think so.
Milk Run, you haven't seen Milk Run?
No, we don't even have coffees. We don't
or pies. Yeah, we found that out. We got the pies. I thought that sort of makes sense.
It's a spin-off.
We have chocolate, don't you?
Yeah, that's all we got. Also, by the way, on the topic of sofa, if there was anyone that ever wanted to get their sofa renamed in like a name storm, then I think Sofa Winfrey would be right up there, sure.
Nice.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, kid.
Thanks, mate.
That's good.
Maybe for next week, buddy.
Yeah. Edit that one out.
Fix it in post.
No, that's sofa.
Oh, that's good.
Just setting it up for that.
This is a proper tea ball, that one.
Rightio, that is another episode of the We Got the Chockies podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get in touch with us at the socials, firstly at We Got the Chockies everywhere, I would think. X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all those ones.
Don't forget those 2 or 3 followers on Snapchat we've got
as well. That's true.
Oh, yeah, great people.
Point, yeah. In the social bios, you also find links. I think there's a link that is We Got the Discount for Better Beer merch. That is outstanding.
Wow, that is great.
So you can use that. And also there's 15% off there for LSKD as well if you would like. So help us help you by checking those out.
I only just realised, not realised, I actually just learned that's Loose Kid.
It is.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, we did know that somehow, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah. They are Brisbane based. Which
so he's a, apparently he's got a very cool story. He's a motorbike rider.
He was big into his
extreme sports.
Very cool. Very cool story. Apparently that brand is just going
flying,
mental.
Yeah. Flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, good on them.
We spoke to him. We've had him on the podcast.
Maybe that's where I saw it. Maybe that's where I saw it,
I'd say so, yeah. You do a lot of watching our stuff mostly, I think.
Yeah, it's good like to put to sleep and stuff.
It's like white noise now.
Yeah, I give it to Max whenever he needs to go down and he sleeps through the
night. Puts it through the monitor. So,
Okay, anyway. You can also... it's another thing we'll take.
Okay, beautiful. You can also get in touch with us at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave a voice recording if you'd like to hear yourself on a future ep or write into us below as well, if that's your preference.
Absolutely. Keep the ratings and reviews coming on Apple and Spotify and all those places where you listen to us. Keep watching YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Comments flying.
They are.
I think.
good. Dil, I guess we just have to say a massive thank you to you for A, being on the podcast, B, hosting us in your studio. So, I mean, it's almost like we've sort of come to you. You've done most things for us, really. You came on the podcast, you hosted us.
Yes.
There's not much we've contributed here today, but you've been fantastic.
You've just taught me some things that I didn't know were possible today. So, I appreciate
physically?
You. Yeah, physically.
Yeah.
Spiritually, yeah. Piercingly. Things that I didn't know existed. Yeah. I've learned. So, I thought, you know, I thought I'd done some things, but there's obviously some people out there that just do more.
That you can always learn more, though, can't you? Because still, when we first heard of Prince Albert piercing, you were just like, oh, yeah, what's that?
I had no idea.
No.
I'd never heard of that before.
So if there's something that comes out, you'll be able to weave that into conversation left, right, and center.
I will be using that for something.
Yeah, a mate of mine actually got his Prince Albert out of
that. Oh, I wouldn't say it, mate. But...
Actually, this angry vegan guy. Yeah.
Why don't you have a beer with you?
It's always the nicest blokes to get ripped into, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Yeah, it is. Hey, buddy.
Remember to get out and have a chinwag with a few of your mates this week. If you're doing that, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you listening here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.